Good evening. We all know why we're here. I just want to assure you, you've come to the right place. When tragedy strikes like this, our hearts go out and our prayers go up. We've come into God's house that we can gather together and we can pray. And that's doing something. I know it's a time when you wish you could do something, and there's lots of times where it doesn't seem like you can do anything. But this is doing something. It's really doing the most important thing, to pour out our hearts to God, to call upon Him. He's invited us to do that. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me. So let us do that here tonight. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you are almighty. We need that reminder again tonight that you are in charge, that you're sovereign, that you are in control, that you never slumber nor sleep, that there's never anything that happens that escapes your awareness or does not, for whatever reason, in your sovereign control, pass through your loving hands. We don't pretend to understand it. We know that your ways are higher than our ways, your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But we are your people. We are your creatures. We are sheep of your pasture. You know how we feel. We're so grateful that we can come into your presence with all honesty and disclose our hearts to you and to be real with you, to let you know how we feel and allow you to minister to us. Thank you for being our Father. You are our Heavenly Father. And we are your dear children, that we can come to you with anything and everything in every time and place. It's always appropriate to call on you. So hear us tonight as we spend this time with you. Help us to have the grace to crawl up into your lap and to be embraced by you, to be comforted by you, to know that you're big enough to take however we feel, that there's never anything that we could say to you that would be shocking, or that you'd rather that we be honest with you than give you the silent treatment in our anger and our frustration. Help us open up to you, to be real with you here tonight. Father, we know you love the world. You've proven that by sending us your Son. You gave us Jesus. And we know forever that you love us, that you've demonstrated your great love for us in that while we were yet sinners, while we have made bad choices and do horrendous, unspeakable things, that you love us nonetheless. You love us so much that you were willing to sacrifice your Son to allow him to come into this fallen and broken world and to get his hands dirty and even more than that, to suffer and to be beaten and bruised and bloodied and to die. Lord Jesus, you know what it's like to be the target of persecution, the target of hate, the target of senseless violence and injustice. We're so amazed at you. We're so amazed at your ability to endure injustice and to give yourself up to a righteous Father who judges rightly, to not seek vengeance, but to realize that vengeance is not ours, but God's, that he will repay, not us. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge you as our Savior. You are the one that has taken our place in life and in death, and even in resurrection, that you've risen from the dead and you are alive. And we know that you are seated at the right hand of the Father, and you intercede for us, that you make our prayers acceptable before the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for winning the victory over this fallen world, for winning the victory over everything that defeats us. Lord Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. And you're the one that told us that there's a prince of the power of the air, there's a prince of this world that is the devil, that ancient serpent. And we know that he's still prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But we thank you that you have defeated him, that greater is he who is within us than he who is within the world, that you have indeed defeated the devil and death and sin. Thank you for winning the victory and sharing that victory with us. We're eternally grateful, Jesus, for what you have done. Holy Spirit of God, thank you for indwelling us. Thank you for being the comforter. And we do pray that you would come beside us. Come beside those who are so deeply hurting. Come beside those grieving, those struggling to make sense of all this. Come beside those who are beside themselves these days. Grant us your peace. Fill us with that supernatural confidence that you are sovereign, you are in control, you're in charge, and that we can yield to you, we can submit to you, we can trust you, we can believe that you're on our side, and that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Holy Spirit, as you inspired the prophet Jeremiah, you told your people to pray for their city, even when they were exiled and living in a foreign land. And there is a sense in which we're exiled too, that heaven is our real home, and down here below, we're always a bit of a stranger here, that we're not of the world, but we're clearly in the world, and we don't really want to escape it. We want to lean into it. We want to change it. We want to make it better. We want to go where Jesus has gone and where he needs to be yet today. And so we pray for the peace of our Jerusalem, our Judea, our Samaria. We pray for the peace and the prosperity of this city that we love, that we call Kalamazoo. We know you love it. Jesus loves Kalamazoo. And we thank you that as you've given us the privilege of living here, that we can be light in this world, that we can be the salt of the earth. Help us be the city that's set on a hill. Help us not to hide the light of Christ, but to let it shine, to shine into the darkness of sin, so that people would see the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, you've also inspired the sacred writer to call upon us to humble ourselves as your people, to seek your face and to pray with the confidence that as we do that, that you will hear from heaven, that you will forgive our sins for Jesus' sake, and that you'll heal our land. We're painfully aware a lot of the time that our land is in need of your healing, and we're all that much more aware of it now, that our hearts, our families, our churches, our communities, our neighborhoods, everywhere we go is in need of your healing touch. Jesus, you are the great physician. You heal body and soul, and you can heal our land. Lord, we're privileged to pray here tonight and to bring before you all sorts of petitions and prayers and intercessions for people. We know you're going to hear us and that you will indeed answer us for Jesus' sake, for it's in his name we pray.